That position.
I'll show you the bubbles after I stop.
Okay, it was full of thousands of minute little bubbles. You wouldn't pick them up. You'd barely see them with the naked eye, but they're there.
Dan, try spinning a little bit harder, and maybe that'll put the bubble to the top.
Dave, I spun it so hard a while ago, I was going the other direction.
Right. Gene, hold it up next to the LEB disky. We couldn't see any bubble there if you got one together. Hey, that's a good, you're really spinning it now.
Okay, how's that for a bubble now?
Okay, we got it. Lovely. Okay, we see that bubble. Really a big one.
And it's in the bottom.
Charlie, about the only thing we get by spinning them is making the little bubbles into a big one, and then it stays in the bottom.
Roger, is there any water left in the top of the bag, Dan?
No, there's no water in the top of the bag. All the water's out. We have tried it with semi-filled bags, with full bags, with half-full bags. What we really have been able to do, I think, is to get the bubble concentrated and then suck the water out from around it.
Roger, have you tried it filling the bag, both top and the bottom of the bag, and then spinning it?
Yeah, we tried that too.
Well, it doesn't look like it works then, does it?
Charlie, you can see the bubble real good, can't you?
Right, we have it, Tom. It's quite evident here to us. We'll have the experts look at this, and maybe they can come up with something for later on this evening for you.
Hey, Charlie, it is true, though, that water goes to the bottom of the bag.
Right.
That phenomenon we have proved.
But also the air gets down there when
you stop spinning, the big bubbles at the bottom. Roger, we copy.
Okay,
Okay, Ken, we just got the exterior view. We got the Earth in the center of the screen, and it's a little bit different orientation this time. We see the North Pole up in the northeast, about the 2 o'clock position on our screen now.
Yeah, he'll rotate the camera over a little bit. He was just tilting it for ease of handling here. He's rotated it back now, Charlie.
Roger.
Five of us on Apollo 10, Tom Stafford, John Young, Gene Cernan, Charlie Brown, and Snoopy. We hope you've enjoyed it today.
Thank you much, Dan. We appreciated the show. It was very nice. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, and tomorrow we should be around the moon.
Roger.